This is episode 2063 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series all about tapping into your inner wisdom with the chakras. In today's episode, you will explore the qualities of your third chakra. And as you settle yourself down to meditate today, I encourage you to meditate on those qualities of your third chakra. As you continue along with this series, you have a special challenge this week. Your challenge is to give yourself a mindfulness moment to listen to your inner wisdom. And that's really what your chakras are all about. They represent different aspects of your interior life, including your emotions and your memories and all your life experiences. You will be exploring the wisdom of your third chakra today. Your third chakra is located in your abdominal area. It represents your organs of digestion and how you assimilate all the food and energy you take in to nourish your body. This is the region where, likewise, you assimilate the emotional experiences in your life, and you determine how you respond to them. The element that represents your third chakra is fire. Fire can provide a soft glow. It can light you up and illuminate you. It can also get out of control quickly and turn into a raging inferno. There are positive and negative aspects of each chakra. When I say negative, that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad, because the chakras deal with your emotions. And so we all experience the full range of human emotions. What the negative aspect of your chakras really means is more like a negative pull, pulling you more downward. It doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. It really has to do with how you process this emotion, if you let it carry you downward and consume you. That would indicate you are fully aligned with more of the negative pull of a particular chakra. The chakras also have the more positive pull that lifts you upward. And these happen to be the more expansive, uplifting emotions. For your third chakra, the positive pull represents you feeling excited about life, your zest and passion for life, those things that get you up out of bed in the morning and excited about your day. This represents your passion and your purpose. The qualities on the negative pole of your third chakra represent the powerful emotion of anger. Anger can quickly get out of control. So you experience anger in your life. You also experience passion and purpose, but to greater and lesser degrees, depending on how you process these emotions. And so the chakras are like a balancing act. It's not as though you get stuck in a particular chakra. Sometimes people will mention that they feel stuck in their third chakra because they've lost their passion and purpose in life. Well, chakras don't get stuck. They're always revolving. It's energy. In fact, the word means wheel. You could even imagine a vortex of energy. And it's always available to you. Chakras all hold hands together. So when you want to support one chakra, for example, you want to really focus on your life's passion and purpose, you would go to the chakra below it and above it. So your second chakra that we explored yesterday has to do with being flexible and open and receptive, open to opportunities. You might begin to think about opportunities around you and feeling more open and receptive. The chakra above your third chakra, your fourth chakra, manifests the qualities of your heart, which have to do with love and gratitude. So you could think about how you could share your passion and your purpose with the world in a loving, kind way with gratitude. This will connect you to your purpose. So as you settle yourself down today and get ready to meditate, when you focus on the qualities of your third chakra, you could visualize a softly burning flame lighting you up, and consider what makes you excited. How do you see yourself in the world? What is your purpose? Have you lost your purpose? If so, what opportunities may be right in front of you or around you that you could pursue, that you could open up to? How could you begin to become a little more flexible? And how could you do so in a way that will make a difference to the world, not just for yourself? That is what often makes people feel like they're stuck, because serving yourself isn't so exciting. But when you think about helping others, you can begin to get excited. You begin to find your passion and purpose in life. As you focus on your third chakra, feel this inner light begin to come alive within you and spread out to the world around you. You are so worth slowing down for.